This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It was good. I thought we, it was good to see another scheme, another team, and thought we did well. Move the ball up and down the field, score in the red zone, you know, made some mistakes, but cleaned it up and had a good 2-minute drive to finish. So I thought it was good.
And that was CJ Stroud. And yeah, I thought you put it well, Seth, earlier in the show. Like, depending on where on Twitter you dipped in on Texans practice, or even where you dipped in physically, like we did, like you and I missed the first drive or two because we were finishing up our show. The Texans apparently marched right down the field on their opening drive in 11-on-11, and CJ hit Nico Collins for a touchdown. And then after that, it wasn't so hot for a while, and then it was better at the end. Like, yeah, there was some good and bad.
That's where not having a scoreboard is what ends up.
That's what I need.
You can kind of selectively choose the good and the bad from
Mr.
any
Mr. Power Rankings needs a scoreboard.
In high school, listeners, tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. This is how it went for me in high school. Usually, when you would scrimmage another high school, both teams will tell stories for weeks and months afterwards about how you kicked the other team's butt.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, boy, remember it. Oh, boy, we really kicked your butts. Yep. Right? There's no scoreboard. Everybody can just pick and choose what they want. So I think a little bit of that happens in a scrimmage. I think both from Texans and Panthers fans and media, it was a pretty balanced affair in a lot of ways. I know that you'll see, hey, CJ had 5 touchdowns and 1 interception. You know, you're doing red zone drills. You're doing 2-minute drills and everything. So
you're starting at the other team's 20-yard line.
It's not the same as having 5 touchdowns and 1 interception in an actual football game.
Yeah.
But some of the series went well. Some of them didn't. On the sum total of it, I think the pass protection against the Panthers defense that last year was really bad. They added some guys to their defense. But the pass protection was way better than I thought it would have been, say, 2 weeks ago. So I think that was a positive development. I think the run blocking was better than it was a year ago in training camp, but still they've got some work to do. And I think part of it is there is something to going against a 3-4 defense instead of a 4-3 defense. You're facing under fronts instead of over fronts. Like, just it's a different front.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse, but it is like one extra little hurdle as some of the starters, and as CJ Stroud is facing those fronts for the first time because he didn't play in last week's preseason game.
Yep.
But they didn't allow free runners and into the backfield the way they used to so regularly in the run game last year. So I did. There's times where I allow myself to get kind of encouraged by a 2-yard gain just because, oh, everybody was accounted for. All right, they didn't win the physical battle, but they weren't just giving up the play totally. They sacrificed first down to the football gods so many times last year by getting a 2-yard loss on a first down run.
If someone had told you before camp that this is how the offensive line would look 15 practice. I think they're 15 in. They've got three practices next week. I think they've got two the following week, and then they make cutdowns to 53. What you've seen over the course of West Virginia last week and now the joint practice yesterday, if someone had told you this is what it would look like 15 or 16 practices in, whatever it is, would you have been okay with that?
I would have been not okay with it. I would say, okay, it's not as bad as I envisioned it might be. Yeah. And there's still questions about individual players. What I don't have are questions about whether they know what the hell they're doing. So
the players
look like they know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
So, and this is how it was in the preseason game the other day. I was kind of happy that when there were issues with pass protection, it was because individuals were getting beat instead of individuals weren't even in the right spot and weren't. Because look, a lot of those guys that were getting beat last week in pass protection aren't going to be on the team, or they're young players that you're probably not going to have to rely on. So the individual battles are what they are. But last year, you had an offensive line that had two highly paid offensive tackles. You had a first-round draft pick to start the season off at left guard. You had a guy making a good salary on a contract extension at right guard. And at times, they didn't know who they were supposed to be blocking. It was just a complete quagmire, and it was a mess. And I haven't seen that same lack of communication or the same level of mental errors and breakdowns this year that I was seeing during training camp last year. So no matter what guys look like on paper, if they're not in position to block somebody, you've lost the down already. So they're ahead of the game. Now, that doesn't mean that they're an awesome offensive line. It just means that that part is definitely an improvement over last year.
Yeah.
And again, now it's a matter of, okay, can they get better? In the very least, God, please don't regress or something.
Yeah.
Just keep building on this.
Yep. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday talking about the chance to go against another team.
Yeah, for us, schematically, when you're in training camp, especially for us at week three, right, we've gone against offense, defense guys. They know the snap count. They know the plays they're going to see. They know the formations, and it kind of get monotonous after that third week. So to break it up, right, it helps us because Carolina, they do a lot more under defense, which our defense doesn't run much. So our offensive line get a chance to make calls and checks versus different schemes up front. They get to see different pressures, right? How are we going to pick this pressure up? And they aren't scouted looks. Like, we're not game planning the Panthers, so unscouted looks. Let's see if our rules and the things we teach from OTAs through training camp on a day-to-day basis, can you show up and can you execute just your fundamentals and techniques without having a game plan against someone?
Okay.
And that's the beauty of it, right? You don't know what's coming. You don't know what to expect. But can you just play within your rules, trust your technique, trust the guys around you?
So the simplest way to put it, for an underfront versus an overfront, if you think about one of your defensive tackles, your three technique defensive tackles. So you're the guy that's like a pass rusher type in a 4-3. In an overfront, that defensive tackle lines up to the side of the tight end. In an underfront, that guy is lined up away from the tight end. And it might sound like no big deal. What?
It does sound like no big deal.
Yeah, because the entire front seven, everybody's in a slightly different alignment.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's almost, this is the only analogy I thought of this morning, was it's like going from a QWERTY keyboard to an alphabetical keyboard.
Oh, okay. That's a big difference.
Yeah. I know the alphabet real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if I'm trying to, when I go to choose a show on my television and it's on the alphabetical keyboard, I'm struggling to find the Z at times.
I hate having to go letter by letter and scroll to each of them.
So there's a little bit of, I know this, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm so learned on the QWERTY keyboard. So when you spend 3 or 4 weeks in training camp going against nothing but over fronts, and then all of a sudden you kind of flip the defense and you're looking at a mirror image of a lot of what you've done.
Yeah.
It takes reps and it takes some time. So it's good that they've had an ability to go, you know, the starters, and CJ Stroud especially, who's going to be more involved in determining the runs this year. It's good for him to get looks versus those types of defenses.
Well, and they didn't scout it either. That was my question as we're going into it. I'm like, okay, do they do any work on the Panthers leading up to these joint practices or games? And D'Amico said, no, they don't.
That's one thing that was always frustrating to me as a player. I talked to Clint about this yesterday when they were gracious enough to have me on.
I heard you. That was a good segment.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Sounded good.
I forgot what I was talking about now. Oh, not game planning. So, took the compliment.
So swept up in the compliment.
I was trying to take in the compliment. So, I always got frustrated that you don't game plan for your preseason opponents because of this. In training camp, you have some guys that shine physically when everything is dumbed down. And then they get to the regular season where you have to make a lot of changes from week to week. And yet, yeah. And that you can get a big advantage by really scouting your opponent. And if that guy's not scouting the opponent, all of a sudden, hey, what happened to the training camp version of this guy?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, some of the guys who really benefit by game planning and can really grasp game plans and everything, they don't shine as much in the preseason. And then all of a sudden in the regular season, you're like, where the hell did this guy come from? Right. He's all over the place.
Right, right.
I don't... How much
should I factor that in when I'm doing my 53-man roster?
I don't know. See, I feel like D'Amico actually had another quote that kind of referenced that dynamic. There's some guys that show up in live action and games and everything. And I think sometimes the tendency is for people to think, oh, that must be some guy who's lazy in practice. And perhaps sometimes, yes, but sometimes it's actually the opposite. It's the guys that are actually really thinking their way through stuff in practice and maybe trying new things or really like being methodical about it. They don't shine as much in practice, but it's not because they're not trying hard. It's because they're not, well, you know what?
They're using practice for what you're supposed to use practice
right,
for.
Right, right. And then also, when you get into the game, then you can really let it go.
That's right.
But meanwhile, some of the lazier guys look awesome in practice, and they're jumping the snap count. They're like, they're using everything they know about the offense to their advantage.
Yeah.
So where other guys...
Oh, there's some cheating.
Yeah, there's some defensive Cheaters. Players that like will... specifically try to avoid, like, if you're going, like, I'm going against the Texans offense every day, I know what they're running a lot of the time based on a few things. I'm really going to try to ignore that so I can get a clean read.
Yeah.
So I don't end up looking as good in practice as the guy that's using every trick of the trade to game the Texans offense.
I feel like the people doing what you're talking about, which is the right thing to do, are the ones that have guaranteed spots on the team.
No. It's rookies. It's anybody else that. What are you talking about?
No. Talking about
the guys that are doing the right way.
Like, I'm going to do. I may not flash.
Right, but I'm going to work on my process, and I want to get an honest look here as possible.
No, I want to sack this guy or whatever. Yeah. You know, I got to make the team or the practice squad or whatever. That's probably a struggle for some guys that are sort of on the bubble.
Like, yeah.
What's the right way and the wrong way to do it?
And that's another thing. I told you earlier, it's frustrating when you're a player on a team, and sometimes you'll, like, as a defensive lineman, there'll be some undrafted rookie free agent offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, man, there's something to this kid.
Yeah.
I used to be that way with Drew Hodgson. I think Drew was an actual draft pick. He was a fifth rounder.
Yeah, a fifth rounder.
But I was like, man, like, it's a pain in the ass. I used to make Drew take extra reps going against me because I really liked the work I got against him. He was a pain in the butt in practice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. The coaches didn't like him for some reason.
It's weird.
You know, they're looking at a lot of other different things too. Drew's skill set might have just been a good foil for me personally.
Yeah.
You know, that, and actually that's probably what it was, because he was a smaller guy and he was real quick and I was more of a strong guy. So I like going against Drew because he really tested me with his quickness.
Yeah.
But he was also a smaller guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But there are times where Sometimes, man, it's the worst. It's the worst when your team drafts a bust on the offensive line, and you can tell
it. And you know it right away.
You can tell it. You know it. Like, this kid's just soft. You're like, he's just soft. This kid's a punk. And you talk about it amongst your defensive linemen friends and everything. You fight over who gets to go against them. And he's just like, this kid's just a punk.
Yeah.
And there he sits on the team for 3 years because he's got the tall genes.
Yeah. Well, and it costs money to cut him.
Right. Yeah. Like, this kid's a punk. And meanwhile, there's like this undrafted rookie free agent who actually I respect and like, and they don't like him for whatever reason.
Do you ever see the undrafted rookie free agent guys? How much more frustrating is it when they pop up across from you for an opposing team? Like down the road,
cut by the
Jags, and there you are lined up against him. Like,
well, you know what I thought about, and it wasn't this way. Chris Myers was just a free agent when he came to the Texans, but he was playing behind Tom Nalen, who's not in the Hall of Fame, but was a perennial Pro Bowl.
Oh, he's a Broncos legend.
Yeah, I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. But I remember the first time I was coming off of an injury. We had a joint practice with the Broncos, and for all the reasons that D'Amico will tell you, like the joint practices and everything, I was really excited because I was like, man, Nalen's probably, like, I was really having a hard time coming off this knee injury. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, but I get to go against Nalen. He's going to make me better
because
he's awesome. And he was a technician, and I really was looking forward to it. And the Broncos showed up, and I saw Nalen was out there in street clothes the first practice. I'm like, ah, crap. Then the next thing I know, I'm going against this little bald freak from the University of Miami.
You went against Myers?
It's like, I'm like, what the hell? And now it's embarrassing. I was prepared to struggle with my knee injury against Tom Nalen.
Yeah.
But this is some rookie.
Not against Myers.
Yeah. And now, this is not the look that's good for me right now.
How was he? How was he back then?
He was impressive. Yeah. Like, I was impressed with him. I was like, oh, crap. Like, this kid's going to be all right, I think.
Yeah.
But he was a fifth-round pick. Or was he higher than that?
I don't know what. I know the Texans traded for him.
Oh, they traded for him.
Yeah, because Kubiak was in the building. Kubiak probably had some. Well, I mean, they traded like a fifth or something for him. It was like a day three pick.
And I can't imagine Nalen played much longer than after they traded Chris Myers away.
Yeah.
I think they should have stuck with Chris Myers.
That was back when. Well, that would make sense because didn't Rick Smith come here from Denver? So Rick was probably in the building when they drafted Chris Myers, and then he gets here and he trades for him. So that would make. That would make sense. Have you ever told Chris that story?
I've told him.
I love Chris Myers. He still listens to the show. Chris, if you're listening, shout out to
you. And he wasn't a little dude either. Why is Tom Nalen's Wikipedia so bereft of any information whatsoever?
I'm looking at it right now. He was not a Hall of Famer.
He's a weird dude, like in a good way. Yeah. He was eccentric. He was a classic. Like, he didn't like when offensive linemen talked to the media. He would...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had
strict his
rules
fellow,
about,
like his teammates.
Yeah, though they didn't want any recognition or anything, which is interesting. I got to ask Schlereth about that because Schlereth was the opposite. You know, Schlereth was all about the media. Because Nalen, his last year was in 2007. That was a big mistake trading away
Chris Myers. Trade away a Pro Bowl center.
I can't remember. Maybe they ended up having a good guy after him. I can't remember.
Nalen
in Denver.
Then maybe so. Yeah, maybe so. Nalen probably on like that. The mythical Hall of the Very Good.
Hall of Almost. He was on some really good offenses. He was all pro twice.
Three-time first team all pro, five-time Pro Bowl, according to Wikipedia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 99, 2000, 2003. Those were the Shanahan offenses.
No, I'm going down memory lane for people that half our listeners don't remember. Never mind. Nalen was awesome. He was really good. He was an undersized center. He was really good.
Really good player. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, let's stick with D'Amico Ryans for another segment. Something D'Amico said after practice yesterday that should give you, if you're somebody that wants D'Amico to be more of a CEO type of head coach, something he did yesterday will excite you. We'll have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.